This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, greetings once again to each of you, and we would remind you that there exists the opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction, in an altered state of consciousness should you choose to participate. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and you will find once again that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you refer to as a meditative state and be involved in that silent communication or telepathic interaction. But once again, as always, the choice is yours, absolutely. And so you exist in this vibration level through choice. You exist in this vibrational level and create the reality that you experience through the beliefs that you hold. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, once again, that's not a right or wrong. If you choose to believe that there are entities that are controlling and creating the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, that's not a right or wrong concept. That's something that's completely within your capacity for you to experience. Absolutely. You see, we're not suggesting that you should believe or hold certain belief systems as compared to others. We're simply suggesting that it's within your capacity to make the choice and to create the reality that you desire. Not only within your capacity to do so, but indeed you do so continuously, almost effortlessly. Craft the reality that you experience. That's the irony. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And if you don't like the reality, change the belief, then you will change the reality. If you like the reality, then reinforce the belief and you will enhance the reality. It's that simple. Like so many things that are simple, application of the simplicity can be much more difficult. It becomes difficult to accept that it's so simple to create your reality by altering your beliefs, because you ask the question, well, if it's that easy, then why do I have such a difficult time in doing it and accomplishing it? Because once again, you choose to believe that you're not in control. You choose to exist in a vibrational level where you put in place the limitations to consciously understand and grasp the concept of who and what you truly are. Many individuals are searching for a connection with the reality, with the spirituality, with some entity that they believe may be in control of the reality that they're experiencing. Searching for something that's within sight, and yet the search almost invariably is conducted on the outside. Individuals are looking to other sources of information in order to give them the answers to the questions that they seek. The answers are within sight. You won't find them written in a book. You won't find them given through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. They're within sight. You must make the journey within sight to connect with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, that spark of consciousness that you are. You see, you make that connection on a continual basis. You're just not consciously aware of it. You can't bring it back into your conscious state so that you can have total recall of the interaction, of the creation of the reality, of the processes that you're involved in your so-called altered state of consciousness. you believe in the passage of time and space. It gives validity to this reality. One of the most difficult human consciousness belief systems for you to step outside of is your concept of time and space in your awakened consciousness state. And yet in altered states of consciousness, you easily step outside of that concept. In your altered states of consciousness, in your so-called dream states, you continuously are involved in interactions that are outside of that so-called time and space contingent, that belief system. You're involved in interactions with other entities, and indeed with some portions of your multidimensional entity that you are, that are experiencing incarnational periods in other times. In that altered state of consciousness, in that so-called dream state, you step outside of this concept of time and space. But it's difficult and almost impossible for you to bring that back into your so-called awake and consciousness state and to have a total comprehension of what it's like to experience existing without time and space limitations. When you enter into your so-called between incarnational state, indeed, at that point, you exist with absolutely no limitations in time and space. And yet, in order to even give you some type of an explanation, we use terminology that refers to your belief in time and space when we say when you enter into it. It's not when. You see, to use that terminology is to once again refer to and to validate that there is time and space when there really isn't. And yet in your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult to use any type of terminology or expression of a vocabulary that gives you an explanation that is not based upon the belief in time and space. And so when we suggested it in that between incarnational state, it's like there seems to be a passage of time from one incarnation to the next, to the next, to the next, and it's really not that way. They exist in the now. And even that term refers to a belief in time and space. In that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, you have the capacity to understand, even within the limitations that you put in place in this vibrational level through your so-called veil, you have the capacity to experience existing without the limitations of the belief systems of time and space. And from that level of your consciousness, you make the choice to remain or to stay in this vibrational level. You make the choice. It's important that you grasp that you make the choice continuously and always. It's not someone else making the choice. It's not someone else saying, well, you didn't do right here and you screwed up in this part and so you're going to have to reincarnate to try again. Or someone suggesting that for some reason you were put on this earth so that you can go through some type of learning experience so that you can graduate into some other level of existence. You can hold those belief systems if you wish. They're not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you should or shouldn't be involved in either. Only to understand the limitations that you put upon yourself when you hold those belief systems, when you make those choices. The limitations that you put upon yourself, not some other entity, not some group of entities who have decided that you must be involved in this experience. Absolutely not. You choose to be involved in the experience, and you create the experience that you choose to be involved in conjunction with others, participating with other individuals to be involved in certain experiences, certain day-to-day activities, certain realities. You choose, along with other individuals that agree to participate, to create the realities that allow you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings. You choose. It's your choice. If you choose to be involved in those situations without holding or grasping the concept that you are in control, and you have experienced the validated belief systems that you're not in control. It's not right or wrong. If you wish to grasp the concept of who and what you truly are, you can alter your consciousness and go with inside, and in that altered state of consciousness have the capacity to glimpse the enormous potential that exists within each and every one of you. Have the capacity indeed to connect with from one conscious state to another conscious state an understanding of who and what you truly are, and to retain the memory of that concept and that interaction and bring it back into your awakened consciousness state, to get glimpses, to be overwhelmed by the unconditional love that exists within each of you. It's who and what you truly are. And to bring back into your awakened consciousness state a recollection of that interaction and of that experience. Many individuals enter into the so-called dream state, and entering into that state through various beliefs and techniques develop the capacity to be involved in lucid dreaming to influence the interaction from a so-called conscious state or a different level of consciousness from your dream state, and to be aware of the interaction and to bring back a certain recall of that interaction. And we say a certain recall because it's limited. You see, in that altered state of consciousness, in your so-called dream state, you exist in another level of consciousness where you interact not only with individuals from this incarnational state, but indeed individuals that are you involved in within the other incarnational states. Maybe the same individuals, it's not unlikely, and certainly it's more frequent than what you might believe, that individuals that you experience interactions with in this particular incarnational state, you are also experiencing similar interactions in other incarnational states. You may switch the roles, you may switch the circumstances, but nonetheless the entities are similar, the same entities entering into certain incarnational states in order to have experiences with entities with which they are very familiar. That's a very common and frequent occurrence. And in that altered state of consciousness, in your dream state, you interact with those entities. In that altered state of consciousness, in that dream state, you exist and you participate and you create realities without the limitations of time and space. And so, once again, many entities develop the so-called lucid dreaming ability and bring back into their conscious state a rather distorted memory of what the occurrence was, but nonetheless understanding that they had an influence from a different level of consciousness on that so-called dream state of consciousness, and that they were interacting and retaining in the memory of that interaction. Be it a distorted memory, nonetheless. You see, as we suggested, were you to have the capacity to bring into your so-called awakened consciousness state in any particular incarnational state a total recall of all of the interactions that you're involved in your so-called dream state, you would be in a state of what you might refer to as insanity. It would be impossible for you to function with all of the interactions and all of the other incarnational states and of all of the other creations that you're involved in. They would overwhelm your so-called conscious state of mind and the limitations that you put upon yourself in your so-called conscious state of mind. And so you block that off. However, it is possible for you to alter your consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness have the intent to remain in awareness of what you're involved in, into in that altered state of consciousness indeed interact not only with other entities that are existing in other incarnational periods, or indeed other entities that exist in this incarnational period in other areas of your so-called earth systems, but indeed it's possible for you to interact with and to get glimpses of that so-called spark of consciousness that you are, that higher self, to get glimpses into the unconditional love from which you create your reality, and to bring back into your conscious state some type of awareness of that interaction. That possibility exists for each of you. You have but to believe, you have but to develop the capacity, and you will find when you touch that so-called immortality of who and what you truly are, you'll begin to realize why it can't be written down. You'll begin to realize why you can't find it in any type of explanation or by listening to some channel who's trying to tell you what your existence is like. The answers are limited. You have to go inside. You have to map the journey yourself. No one else can do it for you. And when you map the journey and you begin to understand, then indeed you will begin as well to understand why it cannot be explained, or the difficulty that you will have in attempting to give some type of an explanation. The journey is simple. You cannot fail. It's a no-brainer to speak of. As we've suggested and used the analogy many times, it's like walking down upon a beach and you come upon a body of water that you must cross, and there's a fog bank out there just offshore. And you don't know how far the journey is or how difficult it's going to be. And lined up and down the shore are a multitude of vessels of all different shapes and sizes. And some individuals spend their time running up and down the shore trying to choose the proper vessel to make the journey. They are continuously searching, trying to find that proper answer, trying to find the vessel that's properly equipped, the one that they're sure is going to make them have a very safe and enjoyable and successful journey. And then there are others who simply come down and look at a vessel and say, I'm going to try that vessel and I'm sure it will get me where I wish to go. And they complete their journey without any difficulty and without any hazards. So you cannot fail. And the irony of it is, once again, that you can walk across the water. You don't need a vessel. You see, the method or the technique that you employ is not nearly as important as your belief in your method or technique. The answers are within inside. Go with inside. Make that search. Bring back into your consciousness awareness an understanding of a glimpse of who and what you truly are. And enhance the capacity to love yourself consciously. And as a result of that capacity to consciously love who you are, you enhance as well your ability and your capacity to create your reality from a conscious state. The choice is yours. It's a choice that you can make, but not one that you have to make. For you see, you cannot fail. Once again, you exist in this vibrational level because you choose to be here, not because some other entity put you here. You will, at some time, have the choice to leave this vibrational level. You cannot fail. The most difficult reality for you to sustain is the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You all understand absolutely that at some point you will enter into an altered state of consciousness, into the dream state. You all as well understand that you will at some time die from this incarnational state, and you will enter into the so-called between incarnational state. Those are givens. Those are the ones that you are sure would be sustainable. It's the awakened consciousness state that's difficult to sustain. The altered states of consciousness are the real realities. You cannot fail to have that opportunity to understand that. You create your reality. You are the God that you search for, and you cannot fail. All the rest is illusionary. All the rest is indeed within your capacity to alter consciously, if you so desire. And if you can be successful in bringing into your conscious state an understanding and awareness of who and what you truly are, get a glimpse of that unconditional love so that you can love that portion of yourself consciously, But then you as well enhance the capacity to create this illusionary reality that you experience from a conscious stack, to have a conscious influence upon your belief systems and upon your reality, to understand that your choices and decisions are reflections and impact upon your beliefs and your attitudes, that you hold a certain desire, that through your imagination and expectation you create the reality. That simple. And as you once again go with inside and bring into your consciousness the glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are, then the conscious creation process takes on a whole new validity for you. The choice is yours. As it was your choice to enter into this vibrational level, and as it will be your choice to leave this vibrational level, so it is your choice to choose to alter your consciousness and to alter your reality consciously. Your choice. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Josiah, I have a question. If a person is living with a close family member that has been diagnosed what we call a mental disease, and it's, the effects are compounded by a drug addiction. Now, I understand that now that that choice is made by that individual to live that sort of life or to experience it in that reality, and I have agreed to be a part of that life. But now in my conscious state, I don't want to be on that type of a roller coaster ride emotionally anymore. I want to remain supportive and loving, but I don't want to be involved consciously in that reality. Can you help me have a perspective on that?
First of all, it's important to understand that when one enters into an incarnational state, once again, as you've suggested, the realities that you're experiencing are as a result of belief systems that are held, and certain capacities to be involved in situations that you refer to as addictive are put in place in belief systems and held within one's DNA and are activated or deactivated depending upon the choices and decisions that one makes that influence the belief systems, and as a result of influencing the belief systems, alter the energy that surrounds that DNA, and as a result of altering the energy, put in place that capacity for what was once simply a possibility to be turned into a potential reality and a probability for an experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Now, as a result of that so-called choices and decisions that alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, that activates that capacity for the addiction, regardless of what the addiction is, in your circumstance you refer to an addiction of some type of drugs, it doesn't matter what the addiction is. You see, that's not important. What's important is the understanding that it's the validation of a belief system that's put in place that allows one to have that experience. Now, individuals involved in those interactions many times feel that they are somehow responsible or involved in that interaction and believe that it's very difficult to not have that involvement. But you see, you cannot accept the responsibility for someone else's reality. That's the difficult part. That's the difficult part, to step back and allow another individual to experience that reality and not accept the responsibility, however, at the same time, to feel compassion for that individual, to a certain extent feel some type of responsibility for allowing that other person to experience an existence that can be an enhanced and a rewarding existence. But it's difficult many times to step back and say that I'm not responsible. That individual exists in that reality because they choose to be there. That individual exists with that so-called affliction, if you wish, because they choose to be there. because they choose and are holding and are making decisions on a continual basis that perpetuate the belief system. Allow the other individual to hold their beliefs, to be what they are. Be supportive if you desire, but it's not necessary for you to accept the responsibility for their experience. And that becomes the difficult part. You see, one sits back when they're involved in a relationship, it's a relationship where it's almost what you might refer to as being an abusive relationship. Where one individual is suffering because of the other choices that another individual has made, and that one feels somehow responsible for sustaining that individual's existence or making it at least a potential for a much more beneficial existence. And yet, to do so is to suggest that that individual does not have the capacity to control their own reality, and it's really not that way. It's very difficult for an individual in your awakened consciousness state to allow another individual to experience their reality without feeling, particularly if it's an individual that you have been associated with, without feeling some type of responsibility and some type of connection to that experience, and to step back and to allow the other individual to experience their reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. If you believe that it's within your requirement, if you wish, your social requirements and responsibilities to be involved, if you hold that belief, it's very difficult to step back. It's very difficult. If you hold the belief that another individual is responsible for the reality that you're experiencing, if you indeed feel compassion and to a certain sense wish to be of assistance to that individual, but within certain limitations that you choose to put in place, that you choose to exist within, then it's possible to feel the compassion, it's possible to interact, but it's possible as well to step away, to separate, to allow the other to be responsible for the reality that they're experiencing. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, all entities believe that this is it. This is the most important reality that you're experiencing. And it really isn't. It really isn't. You are experiencing a multitude of incarnational experiences with other individuals and with many individuals similar to the ones that you're experiencing in this incarnational period. It's in the awakened consciousness state that it appears to be the most important. And you do that on purpose because it enhances the intense range of emotions and feelings. And yet, one must, when one's involved in a relationship of any type, understand that the other individual has the responsibility for the reality that they're experiencing. And that other individual, regardless of what may appear as limitations in the conscious state, is equal to, and no greater and no less than any other entity existing within your vibrational level. That's the difficult part. When you're involved with an entity that seems to have a limited mental capacity, when you're involved with an entity that seems to be handicapped in a physical way, in a mental way, and seems to have all of these difficulties, it becomes difficult for one to comprehend that that entity is an entity that is as much as, no more, no less than any other entity that exists not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level. And therein comes the difficulty. It becomes very difficult to view someone that appears to have been involved in a very difficult upbringing that's resulted in them being incapacitated in many instances be it mentally or addictions to certain elements, and to understand and to comprehend that that individual is in that situation through choices and decisions. Many choices and decisions to whole belief systems that were put in place in your so-called between incarnational state, but nonetheless responsible for the reality they experience. And other individuals existing within this vibrational level, while they can feel compassion, and while indeed there is the benefit of experiencing all types of emotions and feelings while being involved in that compassion and being involved in that assistance of another entity, you're not responsible for the reality they're experiencing any more than they are responsible for the reality that you are experiencing, unless you choose. Unless you choose to allow them to have that influence, because you see it's an illusion. And if you believe that someone has the capacity to influence your reality, if you hold that belief, then you give up the right to believe that you control your own reality. It's a difficult situation for one to be involved in. It's much easier for one to step back and look at it in an entirely different set of circumstances, to look at it as other individuals who may be involved, and to decide what those individuals might do in a certain response to validate beliefs that they hold to allow them to experience the reality that they desire. One is involved in a situation through one's choices and decisions, through one's feelings and emotions, through one's beliefs and attitudes, and they all influence one another. If you change your feelings, if you change your emotions, you influence the belief systems, and it will influence your choices and decisions. We continuously suggest that in order for one to be proficient in consciously creating the reality they must lack who they are, you must love yourself consciously. To love yourself consciously means that you give to yourself those feelings of emotion, of trusting, of security, and of joy. And if one does not allow those experiences, because if one becomes involved with other entities that they allow to influence their reality, then it becomes very difficult to look at it from a very so-called positive state and to make choices and decisions that will influence the belief systems, that will influence the attitudes, to make choices and decisions that will influence the emotions and feelings to change the reality. One cannot accept the responsibility for another's experience. It becomes very difficult, a very seemingly harsh reality to accept. But you see, by not accepting the responsibility for another one's reality, you allow that experience to be that individual's personal choice, and they have every right to that choice. Whether you look at it as being a positive or negative, it allows them to experience emotions and feelings that they choose to be involved in, as you choose to be involved in the situation for the emotions and feelings that are possible for you. You see, once again, that spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you desire without judgment. It doesn't look at it and say, well, here you're going to be involved in a situation with another individual that's going to be less than desirable, so we're not going to allow you to go there. Absolutely not. If you believe that you are somehow responsible for that individual's existence, if you believe that you are somehow responsible for creating a better reality for that individual, if you believe that you are somehow responsible for complete control of that individual's life, then the spark of consciousness that you are says, okay, we will gladly create the reality to support the belief systems and do so joyously. so that you can experience the emotions and feelings that come with it without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, or whether or not they're going to look at it and say, well, my spark of consciousness thinks that's going to be a rather negative reality, so we're not going to create that because they're not going to like it. You see, liking or good or bad is a human consciousness awake concept. It does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. It's important to grasp that concept. And there's no judgment from the spark of consciousness that you are. No judgment, not only for the existence that you're experiencing, but indeed for the existence that others are experiencing, that you're working in conjunction with at some level of your consciousness to create that reality. Both consciousnesses are creating the reality joyously from a position of absolute and unconditional love. Should you choose to alter your reality, alter the belief system. The choice is many times very difficult. We had suggested many, many years ago that when one chooses to enter into this new age and new energy concept, if one chooses to believe that it's possible to consciously create your reality, if one chooses to accept the entire responsibility for the reality that they're experiencing, that indeed the relationships that they're involved in will change dramatically. And we even at one point cautioned individuals to be aware that as you accept the responsibility for your reality, the relationships that you're involved in will almost invariably change. You begin to look at your reality from an entirely different perspective. And so when you choose this new age, new energy concept of consciously creating a reality and accepting the responsibility for the reality that you're experiencing, it also carries with it that understanding as well, then, that other individuals are also experiencing a reality that's a validation of their belief systems. And they make the choices for their reality, and you cannot be responsible for it. And so the relationships change. Many times, when you look back upon it, it may be a change that one did not comprehend or perceive. And yet, one which allows you to be involved in your conscious creation process and allows the other individual the right to do the same. Even though you may not agree with the reality they're experiencing, you allow them to experience it with the understanding that it's a validation of beliefs that they hold. And while you may feel compassion, you cannot control another's reality. You cannot choose the reality that they would experience. You see, to believe that it's within your capacity to say, well, I don't like that reality they're experiencing. I don't think that's good for them. I'm going to change it. I'm going to change the reality. You can attempt to feel compassion for another individual. You can attempt to give assistance to another individual should they choose to accept the compassion. And should they choose to accept the assistance. But you cannot make the choice for them to alter their reality. You see, if you believe that you can make the choice to alter another individual's reality, then conversely, another individual then must be able to make the choice to alter yours. And it just doesn't function that way. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Not only your reality, but all of the realities that you perceive other individuals experiencing around you. And you cannot be responsible for their reality. You can feel compassion, you can feel that you may have an obligation to be of assistance, but to allow that reality to completely overrule your reality is to give away your power, is to allow them the choice to do things to influence your reality that you may not wish to have influenced. A very difficult situation, but one which one must make the choice to allow another to experience the reality to validate their beliefs. It's a reflection of their choices and decisions. Does that answer your question?
Very well, thank you.
Anybody else? When we change our beliefs, which change our reality, which possibly then change relationships, is it possible that we are breaking the contract that we made before we came to this vibrational level?
Let me suggest that you make contracts and agreements. Those contracts and agreements, indeed, only apply as long as one holds a certain belief system to which they have validated that they wish to experience. You see, to suggest that you're involved in a situation that it's not possible for you to alter, once again, is to suggest that it's not possible for you to choose to alter your reality, and it's not that way. When you agree to be participating in and involved in creation, if you alter your reality, indeed, then you terminate the agreement. And it's not a right or wrong concept. It's not that you can't change. You enter into situations and relationships with individuals. You enter into incarnational periods, for example, where you are involved with other siblings. You remain your siblings throughout that incarnational period. But it doesn't mean that you are tied to them or necessarily have any types of involvement that are required other than the so-called societal belief systems that are put in place. Individual belief systems, indeed, are within your capacity to alter. When you alter a belief system and you alter a reality, as we suggested, when one chooses to enter into this new age and new energy, there's an entirely strong possibility that the relationships that you're involved in will alter. And it's not that you're breaking a contract, it's that at some level you and the other entity that you're involved with agree to go into different directions, if you wish, to be involved in different realities and creation processes. It's not a right or wrong, it's a choice. It's a choice to alter a belief system that's reflected in the reality that you experience. You are not bound by any type of commitment at your so-called level of consciousness from which you create the reality. For you see, to do so, once again, is to limit one's capacity to alter the reality. There are no limitations other than the one that you choose to put in place yourself. There are no other entities that influence your choices or your decisions unless you choose to allow them to do so. But if at some level of your consciousness you alter a belief system, at that level the other entities don't look upon it and say, oh well, look at that, they're backing out. Absolutely not. They rejoice. They agree to participate in. The entire reality is created from a position of absolute unconditional love in which each entity interacts with another and creates the reality joyously. And while you in your so-called awakened consciousness state may be involved in a situation that you find less than desirable, nonetheless, those entities, all entities involved in the situation, are creating that reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, and they all rejoice at the creation. And if you alter a belief system that alters your reality that you experience consciously, all the entities involved in that creation process and in that interaction agree to participate. They agree to participate. They don't agree to be locked into someone else's belief system that they can't alter in a contract that's irreversible. Absolutely not. You put in place the agreements and the contracts in order to validate the belief systems. If you change the belief system, then you change the agreement and the contract. It's not right or wrong. Right or wrong is an awakened human consciousness concept. When you enter into this new age and new energy once again and accept the responsibility for the creation of your reality from a conscious state, many individuals will not wish to be involved in that type of creation process. Many individuals will not wish to accept the reality creation process as being their responsibility. They would rather have some other entity creating for them, a group of guides around them that are influencing their reality. They don't want to have anything to do with this so-called human consciousness creation process from an individual's belief systems. It seems very difficult to grasp that concept for some individuals. And so they choose to separate. They choose to change their relationships and their interactions. It's not a right or wrong. Many times that alteration in the relationship is very subtle. They simply slide apart if you wish. There's no type of confrontation. It's just one goes one way, one goes another. And you look back and you wonder, what happened there? I changed this belief and it changed my reality. And many times you look back and say, well, I wish I had that old relationship. I enjoyed that. And so as we suggested once again many years ago, when one enters into this so-called new age and new energy, it's a choice. It's not a necessity. It's not something you have to be involved in. You can continue to operate and function with all of the other belief systems that you hold, and they're not right or wrong. Once again, this is not a right or wrong concept. It's like, well, if I don't choose this, I'm going to be left out in the dark or something. Absolutely not. You create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. It validates the beliefs you hold. You are the God you search for and you cannot fail. The rest is up for grabs. You can have whatever it is that you desire. And so if you desire to be involved in relationships in which you do not accept the reality or the responsibility for the creation of your reality, there's nothing wrong with that. The irony of it is that as you alter this incarnational period, and each of you shall have that opportunity, absolutely, you will die. You accept that as being an absolute infallible belief system that you hold in the so-called human consciousness state. You will die. You will end this incarnational period. And through the validation, once again, of your belief system in time and space, you have the opportunity to reincarnate. And when you reincarnate, there's a very, very strong possibility that you will come in to this so-called incarnational period in your new age and new energy, holding within your awakened consciousness state some type of understanding that you can create your reality consciously by making certain choices and decisions and holding certain emotions and feelings, that you can have what it is that you desire consciously. And many individuals that are so-called entering your incarnational period in your vibrational level at this time are entering into this so-called new age and new energy, bringing with them that concept, that understanding that they create the reality consciously. And you refer to them, many of your so-called new agers look upon them as the indigo children. Indigo children who in other incarnational periods may have absolutely no desire to hold the belief system that they're in control. In this so-called new age and new energy, accept it unconditionally as a fact of life, that they can have whatever it is they desire. And in many instances, become very irate when someone suggests to them that it's not possible. And so, when you alter a belief system, and you alter a so-called contract or agreement, understand that the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, and the interactions you have with other entities are indeed agreements put in place, but not written in stone. They're based upon beliefs that you hold for each individual, and if one or the other changes the belief, then you change as well the agreement, and that's not right or wrong, other than what you may experience as a so-called right or wrong concept in your awakened consciousness state. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Hmm. Do you have a question? I have one, actually. When you speak about indigo kids, they have this type of energy about them that I tend to associate with most kids, where they kind of have this strong belief in themselves and anything they can imagine they can do. And as they grow up, will they just like not let go of that? And will they seem almost kind of like children even into their adult years?
Many of those individuals, the so-called indigo children, are reaching in what you refer to as a puberty state in your awakened consciousness state, and they're retaining that capacity to achieve whatever it is that they desire. When you ask many of those individuals where that came from, they will tell you they don't know. It's just there. They just accept it. It's possible. You see, it's not a gift. It's a choice. And that's where many of the so-called New Agers have a difficulty in grasping. That these indigo children are not gifted children. They're no different than any other entity existing within your vibrational level, except they hold a different belief system. It's really that simple. You're not gifted. Every entity existing within your vibrational level is no more and no less than any other entity existing not only within your vibrational level, but in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You've heard us tell you that 1,000 times. And it makes no difference who that entity is. And so these so-called gifted children are not gifted. They simply hold a different belief system. And they retain that belief system. In your so-called past, there were many entities that had that so-called ability and brought it in with them and retained it, as you suggest, through their adult existence in that particular incarnational period. And you look upon them as being somehow extremely gifted individuals, or the extremely talented individuals, or extremely intelligent individuals. No different than anyone else, other than they held a belief that they brought into that incarnational period and retained that belief throughout the incarnational period. These so-called indigo children, and indeed entities existing within this new age and new energy, have that capacity. It's becoming easier, if you wish, through a choice that's been made by the human consciousness system. And so these indigo, so-called indigo children, these so-called gifted children that are not really gifted but simply hold a different belief system, it's a belief system that's made between incarnations, if you wish, at that level of their consciousness where we suggest that it's put into the DNA, that it's put in as a possibility, and they turn it into a probability, and they sustain it throughout their existence within this particular incarnational period. And you are discovering, once again, that many of these indigo children, as they enter into puberty, are not only maintaining it, but they're actually sustaining it at a higher level than what was possible in their so-called childhood. And so to answer your question, yes, these individuals will retain that capacity because it's a belief system that's ingrained in their very existence. And they have that capacity, as does each and every other entity. They simply hold it as an absolute, as a probability rather than a possibility. And they experience it on a day-to-day basis. And once again, if you ask them why, many would have a difficulty in telling you. They simply know, well, that's how it is. That's why. I can do that. Of course I can do that. If you tell me I can't do that, then you just don't understand. I can do that. That's how it is. I just know. Because it's a belief that they hold absolutely. And it's available to each individual. It's not something that's exclusive. However, once again, these so-called indigo children are coming into your so-called new age and new energy, bringing with them that belief system ingrained in their very DNA, if you wish, in their, each and every molecule of their entire being. They know. They know that it's possible. We suggested that the next generation, when you get past this so-called complete transformation into the new age and new energy, when the so-called earth system is inhabited by these so-called talented or indigo children, that the next generation will be the individuals who will come into the existence with the understanding that they create the reality entirely from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And should you continue on the belief systems that you hold, and that possibility becomes a probability, then those children are what we refer to as the peacemakers. And your so-called earth system will experience what so many individuals seem to view now as an absolute impossibility. And that is a creation of an existence where you understand at your conscious level who and what you truly are. And you create and exist in a reality that's peaceful. And so to answer your question, simply put, yes, these individuals maintain a much stronger possibility of retaining that particular ability throughout their entire incarnational period. Does that answer your question? Well, now, it has been a most enjoyable afternoon, and once again we would like to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you that should you choose, we would welcome this opportunity for each and any of you at any time. You have but to express the intent. for we are once again not separated by time or space, but by a vibrational level, and we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.